Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a catch-22 in finance. One in five people can't get credit cards because they don't have credit. They haven't paid off anything in order to build up a credit score. Well, some big banks are looking to change that by giving credit cards to that one in five. Jill Schlesinger is CBS Business News analyst, host of Jill on Money. Jill, why are credit scores so important and how are they calculated?
I'll start with how they're calculated. The biggest scoring company is FICO, the Fair Isaac Corporation. And usually they have five basic metrics. Your payment history, as you said, you know, how much money you have been able to pay off over time, the amount of money that you owe, the length of that credit history, the mix of different kinds of credit. Is it an installment loan like a student loan or a revolving loan like a credit card, and new credit that you're applying for? They put this together, and it's really a method to try to tell big financial institutions whether or not someone is credit worthy. The reason why credit is actually so important is that usually at the time you really need it, maybe you've gone to buy a car, or you're ready to buy a house. If you don't have it, it's impossible to establish it on the spot. So we do want to have some way to help people establish a good credit habit. And now this new program, which is really with a sort of a prodding of the federal government to large financial institutions, essentially what they're saying is, can't there be a method where we can get more people access to the credit market who are financially responsible, but who have been shut out previously? And the answer is yes. You can look at different factors. You can look at, do these people pay their other bills on time, utility payments or cable bills or phone bills? What about if you have an account balance that's remained fairly steady, or you've never been charged an overdraft fee? So if you use some of those other metrics, could you really enhance the pool? And I think the answer is yes, you can. But of course, we have to be very careful.
Well, but see, that does answer that question, because easy credit and low interest rates were what helped fuel the 2008 financial crisis and the housing collapse. You know, banks handed out predatory loans to people for homes knowing they couldn't probably pay. But you're saying there is a way here to try to figure out another way that someone has good credit.
Right. And I don't think this is like the 2000s, you know, when anyone with a heartbeat got credit. Mm-hmm. This is a program that is aimed at those who are financially responsible, but who have been shut out of our credit system. Many of them are young people who maybe watched their parents in the big financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. They saw their parents. They said, I'll never do that. So they only use debit cards. A debit card doesn't establish a credit history. Also, part of those millions of people who have no credit history, those who are in historically disadvantaged communities of color. And instead of forcing those people to the sidelines or the gray areas of the credit market, we want them in the traditional market. We also want to give them the education and the tools they need to use credit wisely.
By the way, do a little of that now. Credit cards on average charge 16% interest. What should we know there?
Well, first of all, you have to know what the rules are. You want to pay your balances off every month. More important than anything else is that if you're scared that you're not going to use your credit wisely, another thing you can consider is a secured credit card. Just think, if a debit card married a credit card, you'd end up with a minimum amount that you could actually spend in a given month, and that will establish a credit history, and you'd go slowly.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger, CBS Business News Analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.